This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Unfortunately, it's a fact of life that we won't get on with everyone. Yes, it's inevitable that we'll end up crossing swords with somebody. Perhaps in the family or at work, individuals have not always seen eye to eye because we're all different in personality. Some are fast, some are slow, some see things differently. Now, it has to be because of our cultural differences. Our personalities are different, so why do we think there will never be any conflicts or differences? Why are we surprised when a clash occurs? And who drives you crazy? Who is it that someone, perhaps who talks all the time, is bossy, argumentative, overbearing, someone who seems arrogant with his know-all attitude? And what about that person who's always criticizing everyone, including you, or is lazy and rude or ignores you? Well, there are hundreds of reasons why we may not relate to every person we met. It was Mark Rosen wrote an interesting book called Thank You for Being Such a Pain, Spiritual Guidance for Dealing with Difficult People. That was the name of the book. And part of what he said grabbed my attention. He said, while the circumstances of interpersonal difficulties may differ, the theme is ever the same. People have been making other people miserable for thousands of years. And then there was another book I heard of by Bruce Gotche. It was co-authored with his son, Rick. And it had a similar title. Difficult people dealing with those who drive you crazy. Now, Bruce was a committed Christian, and he wrote this book because he was quite frankly troubled by the amount of conflict he saw in churches and families and how people just don't get on. And Christians, he thought, well, they're supposed to love everyone, including that person who irritates them. So what am I supposed to do? Anyway, it was Mark Twain who used to say, nothing so needs reforming as other people's habits. Yeah, perhaps that annoying person is showing back to me something that I don't like about myself. Maybe there's something about my nature that I need to change, and I don't like that person. Anyway, but as always, Jesus has an answer. And it's the Sermon on the Mount, that wonderful part of the Bible, that this issue is actually addressed. And this is what Jesus said. You've heard people say, love your neighbours and hate your enemies, but I tell you to love your enemies. Pray for anyone who mistreats you, because if you love only those people who love you, will God reward you for that? And then he said, even the tax collectors love their friends. If you greet only your friends, what's so great about that? And that's in Matthew 5:44-47. So Jesus said that God's love actually breaks down all barriers, and that includes the people that you don't like. Now, no one said that this would be easy, but I think we must do it. Jesus says we are to live by the law of love and to pray for that person that we can't stand. Pray for a better understanding. Pray for more wisdom. Mark Rosen, actually, in his book there, tells about a neighbour who would come to his home and walk straight into his home without knocking or ringing the doorbell. Well, Rosen got a bit tired of this. And actually, he actually had the opportunity to go to this person's home. Well, he had the opportunity there to realize that there was no front door on that house at all. So his friend had actually grown up all these years knowing nothing about privacy. He didn't know any better. And isn't that true that sometimes it's because we don't know what's going on in that other person's life? So that person who might drive you crazy, have you ever tried to really understand what's going on? Why is there that barrier of resentment perhaps between the two of you? Yeah, Martin Luther King once said, love is the only force that's capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Jesus was saying then that we can dismantle the walls of hostility. We can become children of our Father in heaven. And I think it's true. We know that, of course, God's forgiveness is the greatest thing that can actually break the walls and the barriers down. Well, Heavenly Father, when you sent Jesus, Jesus came into the right in the middle of everyday life. And today, Lord, we know that he is the center of our lives. And we find hope in him. Lord, even with difficult people who drive us crazy, thank you for that grace and patience that you can give. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.